This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Freaking first cut. Golly.
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your round three recap for this week's American Express. Joining me to break it all down, Greg Ducharme is here. And Greg, a cut has been made.
Yes, and many players who played some very, very good golf missed the cut this week. This is incredible stuff. Cut line, 13 under par. Took 13 under par through three rounds to make the cut.
Yeah. Just,
I mean, look at Akshay Bhatia, Rick. I guess it's not the palm trees, right? We hypothesized about that. It is the tropics.
Yeah,
because he was only able to shoot 70, 67, 67. Right. Not enough.
Yeah, well, we tried. And that's how hypotheses work. You know, you throw it out there and you do some testing. You do some double blind research and you come to a conclusion. Conclusion is it's the tropics. It is not.
It's the tropics. Yeah. So that's noted and it's forever set in stone.
There was a round of 60 today. There was a round of 61 today. Both of those happened on two separate golf courses. There is an amateur who is currently four shots clear of everybody else. We will talk about that. But the early movers, Greg, because there were a couple of guys who I think we thought could put pressure on the top of the leaderboard. They were not playing the stadium course. They had an opportunity to go low. It's Eric Cole and Adam Hadwin. We'll start with Eric Cole here. Goes 66-64 over the first two rounds and then follows that up with a 66 on the Nicklaus tournament course. He did get off to a slow start. He found five birdies in the middle of his rounds, but an untimely bogey on 18. It's weird to say, but a 66 wasn't low enough.
No, it was not low enough, which is just he's 20 under through three rounds and he's like almost out of the equation. But this is just Eric Cole doing what Eric Cole has done. He is a machine. And last week at the Sony was really impressive because, like you said, Rick, not a great golf course for him. This is perfect Eric Cole territory. And that's why he's in the position that he is on the leaderboard, because his iron play, his wedge play is just so good, and he adds the putter to the mix. So in an event that's much like a, you know, Monday qualifier, 3 days in a row, much like a mini tour event where you're playing a couple different courses, it's a sprint, and Eric Cole is a sprinter, and this week he's sprinting. I mean, he's had a couple of really, really nice runs this week, making a lot of birdies in a short period of time. And today's five consecutive birdie was definitely the best run that he had so far this week, but he just continues to pile them on.
The Desert Fox is doing what Desert Foxes do. Adam Hadwin shot a 66 at La Quinta today, four birdies in a row from 4, 5, 6, and 7. That was his second nine of the golf course, but a little bit of a slow start, only one under on his first nine. He too in at 20 under par with Eric Cole, Siwoo Kim, JT Poston, Xander Schauffele. Lots of names, lots of strokes back. It'll likely be another top 10 finish for Adam Hadwin, but I do not think that he is adding a trophy to his mantle this week.
Yeah, he plays really well at the stadium course too. Obviously playing today at La Quinta, stadium course again tomorrow, and he shot 65 there yesterday. So he knows how to play all three of these golf courses. That's how you get the name Desert Fox. Hit it a couple bunkers today. A couple bogeys cost him, you know, an opportunity for a really low one. And I think that was disappointing, but he saved the round. He saved a potentially disastrous round and put himself right back there in the mix for a top 10 at the very least. You got second place is 23 under. Is that right?
Third place is 23 under. Sam Burns in second place at 24.
So you're four off a second, which you could make up. You could make that up. So yeah, it's a good opportunity for Adam Hadwin. You go put the pedal down tomorrow, try to birdie every hole just like you've done all week, and you see where it falls at the end of it. But really good stuff out of the Desert Fox. And let's be honest, it's not surprising.
The guys that tend to play well at this event are playing well at this event. Maybe Siwoo Kim is the Desert Fox because he goes 64, 66, and another 66 on Saturday, this time at the stadium course. A clean scorecard, no bogeys, an eagle on 16. That's the par five he started on the second nine. And Siwoo, anytime he shows up on a Pete Dye course or he gets a chance to play at this event with the rotation and go as low as possible, he seems to show up.
It's a really good point on the Pete Dye with Siwoo Kim. You know, I look, he did play the stadium course, so we do have statistics on him, and he lost he lost strokes putting on the field today. But if you look through this round and watched him play, he made a lot of really nice putts. You know, most of these birdies came from range. It seems like the only times he hit it inside of 10 feet, he missed. And he was still able to shoot six under. So it was really clean stuff. I mean, he didn't give himself a ton of great looks for birdie, but he still was able to make a few, including the eagle at 16, which was from off the green. Maybe that's why the strokes game putting is down a little bit. A couple makes from just off the green. But really good stuff out of Siwoo Kim. And it was not his best stuff. So if he can hit a couple in there close tomorrow, get a couple of those 8-footers to go, yeah, he can fill it up too.
A pair of JTs played well on Saturday. Sam Burns stayed red hot, but they are all chasing an amateur. We will talk about that and look at the betting odds after a quick word from our partners.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals.
Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I point out JT Poston here, Greg, for a couple of reasons. I know he was a popular selection across the fantasy industry this week, probably also in your one and done formats. He is someone that we spent a pretty long time talking about on Monday in regards to how many top 10 finishes he has. And thanks to a Saturday 64 at Nicholas Tournament course, he is in a tie for fifth at 20 under. And this stretch of top 10s is certainly potentially continuing.
You know, what he has done so well during this stretch, he continues to do so well here this week. And that's it's wedge play and it's putting. Just 24 putts today. In this bogey-free round, really, really good play out of JT Poston. And again, it's very similar to the Eric Cole scenario, where you have a guy who's a great iron player, wedge player, and a great putter. And if they're not the best drivers of the golf ball out here, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's no rough. It doesn't matter where you hit it. It's almost better if you hit it 6 yards off the fairway rather than a foot. But either way, it doesn't make a difference. You can still attack these hole locations. I guess the biggest issue if you miss a fairway is the water, obviously. The second would be hitting it into a bunker, maybe drawing a bad lie. But even that doesn't happen very often. So it's a perfect spot for JT Poston, who's clearly in great form. And he keeps on rolling.
He is the second highest owned golfer in our first cut one and done. 16% of the fans and everybody have chosen JT Poston. Kyle, Josh, and Mark all have JT Poston. Greg and Patrick have Sung J.M. I have Eric Cole. So there is money to be made. All of those guys made the cut for this week. The other JT. Wow. Justin Thomas goes out at the Stadium Course and shoots not a typo, 61 out in 31, six birdies in a row from 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Count them up. That's six in a row. This was 11 strokes under par, and JT flies up the leaderboard. Now sitting solo third, four shots off the lead, and dare I say, Justin Thomas is back.
Yes, yeah. And he's been back for a while. No. This has been, we haven't seen him play regularly, and every event he's played in has kind of had, a little asterisk next to it. It's a fall event, or just trying to get ready for the Ryder Cup, or he's playing in South Africa. But all in all, you've seen a guy whose game is in great shape, a guy who clearly has gotten things back together again. So, I mean, just to reiterate this, every finish since the Wyndham Championship has been a top five. And the Wyndham was a top 12, was T12. So it's been really, really good results for Justin Thomas for a while. And now we're seeing it in a PGA Tour event. We're seeing it in in this real competition, and it's shining through. So I love what I see from JT today, because an area of concern for him, again, you're not going to get a very good test off the tee. And he was erring off the tee. Mainly early in the round. You're not going to get penalized for that. But Justin Thomas had 21 putts today. 21 putts. There's only 18 holes. He had 21 putts. It's insane. Really good stuff from him. And he made some 10 to 15 footers. He made some, he made the short ones that he was supposed to make. This was clean. I wouldn't even say vintage JT, just because it was so good on the greens. But the wedge play, the iron play, was vintage JT.
Sam Burns, who did a ton of damage yesterday, held his own today with a 65 at the Stadium Course. That is seven under par, but with Justin Thomas going incredibly low, Nick Dunlap going incredibly low. This round kind of got lost in the mix. Greg, he also just finished up. He was kind of at the end of the day, at the end of the coverage window, but Sam Burns kept himself in the mix of winning this golf tournament, three shots behind an amateur who has clearly never been in this position before. You assume there might be some nerves. I don't know. Maybe he's not human. We'll find out, but Sam Burns in the best position to make a run at the AM.
A lot of Alabama in this last group, especially now with Sam Burns and his new haircut, which is from a bet that he lost with JT. It says RTR. So you got a LSU grad rock and roll tide roll on his head. You got Justin Thomas and a very proud Alabama alumni, and Nick Dunlap, a current player for Alabama. So a lot of Alabama in the last group, but Sam Burns kind of out of nowhere yesterday shoots 61 and comes back today, and it looks quiet because it's 65 and not 61, but it was a pretty darn good round of golf. I hit a lot of really high quality iron shots in there. His short game was solid when he did miss a green. And he's leaning on the one thing throughout Sam Burns' career that has never wavered has been his putter. And while Justin Thomas has struggled with the putter and putted very well today, Sam Burns has always been a great putter, and it continued today. So really good stuff out of him. He was on the stadium course. He was fifth in strokes game putting, gained 2.5 shots. So really good stuff from Sam Burns.
The man of the day, the man of the week is Nick Dunlap, who is a sophomore at Alabama. He is also very good at golf. After opening up 64-65, he shot a 12-under round at La Quinta for a 60. Yeah, played his last three just one under. Very good chance to shoot a 59. And now we are entering some pretty uncharted territory here, Greg. Obviously, it's been over 30 years since we've had an amateur win on the PGA Tour. Phil Mickelson, 1991, was the last to do it. And Nick Dunlap is in this position of sleeping on a multiple shot lead on Saturday night.
When Phil Mickelson won as an amateur, I wasn't born yet. I was born later in 1991. And so it's my whole life. It's never happened in my entire lifetime. And I'm 32 years old. So, yeah, it's been a while. Now, this feels like a situation where it's hard in our shoes, Rick, because he's got a three-shot lead. He just shot 60. It's not like he's just hanging on here and there's an expectation that he fades away. It's a three-shot lead. That's legitimate. But at the same time, this is going to be very different tomorrow. Maybe playing with Justin Thomas gives him a little confidence, but I have a feeling he's going to be very nervous. And I just don't want to turn into Curtis Strange, because what I saw today was spectacular. But what I've seen all week and what I saw in the USAM last year when he won was a gorgeous putting stroke. Yeah, he knows how to make big putts. He knows how to step up in big moments, and obviously has joined elite company, as only he and Tiger have won a U.S. Junior and a USAM. And now he's got a three-shot lead in his fourth PGA Tour event.
Yeah, he played the Butterfield Bermuda Championship most recently. He missed the cut there, but he's the third-ranked amateur in the world. You mentioned it, the USAM champion. And this is, I mean, it's super interesting. It's super fascinating. This is not something, we obviously get a winner every single week on the PGA Tour, but we don't get amateurs that win. It would go down in the history books. It would be another chapter of how good these young guys are who are coming out. I mean, this would be pretty crazy if he could hold off Sam Burns, Justin Thomas, and anybody else who wants to try to track him down tomorrow.
It would mean that he's in control of his mind. Because I'll tell you this, right? He can't just go coast around, play smart, play in the middles of greens, and win. He's going to have to hit shots and make putts. I figure he's got to shoot at probably, he's got to get to at least 31, I think, to have a legitimate chance. So this is, a win would be incredibly impressive for more reasons than just the fact that he's an amateur.
So let's game this out a second. If he does win it, he would be extended PGA Tour membership, right?
Yes.
Now, would he have to decide immediately whether to take that, or could he have that waiting for him if and when he wanted to proceed with college?
Well, being a member of the PGA Tour, I don't think it means that you have to be a professional, right? You could play in the events.
That's true.
As an am. I'm sure all the other players in the field would be thrilled.
They would be thrilled with that because he does not get the money and everybody moves up a spot.
Right. So it's a free space. It's hard to imagine you have that opportunity. Now, who knows with NIL going on, what kind of payments could you get from that? Like, this is no longer he wins the American Express and walks away empty handed.
And he would also, Greg, turn if he did turn pro. So say he wins, he doesn't get the money. Monday morning, he turns pro. He would lose his spot in the majors that he qualified for as an amateur, right?
Rick, I don't know if that's still. There was talk of that changing. It definitely was.
Right. It definitely was a thing.
But he would be a winner on the PGA Tour, so he'd get an invite to the Masters separately.
Sure.
Yes. Now, that doesn't necessarily end to the U.S. Open, but I'm sure that wouldn't be an issue.
No,
I think the USGA actually changed it to allow the USAM champion to play as a professional.
Got it. Okay.
But I'm hypothesizing.
Yeah. Well, we've done a bit of that on this show. And, it is... The dominoes are interesting. Sam Burns or Justin Thomas or anybody else could finish second to Nick Dunlap and get the full payout. And there's just a lot of things that could happen. But I mean, 18 holes away, 3-shot lead. Josh, if you want to show the odds, Vegas is quite fond of him. They have him as the favorite to win this at plus 140, 135, with Sam Burns at plus 240, Justin Thomas at 360, and everybody else 30-1 or longer. So that final group, Dunlap, Burns, Thomas, Vegas is almost certain the winner's coming out of it.
And it's very understandable because you got Christian at 21, and as wonderful a player as he is, he's farther back and he's not Justin Thomas or Sam Burns.
Correct.
Right. Then you get down into the 20 under group and these guys are 7 shots back. So your JT Poston, Adam Hadwin, Xander Schauffele, Siwoo Kim, these guys are absolutely worthy champions and certainly a threat. They're just 7 back.
Yes. So it's not. It would not be unreasonable for Nick Dunlap to falter and come back to the field to Burns and Thomas. But if you are Bazenhout or Eric Cole, you not only need that, but now you also still have to beat Sam Burns, Justin Thomas, who you are 3 or 4 shots back of.
And you start doing some math here. If like falling back in this event could be shooting 3 under,
right?
You know, so if he gets to 30 and you're in that T5 group, let's say Sam Burns shoots 6 or 7, he shoots 6 under, so he gets to 30. JT shoots 7 under, he gets to 30, which is probably conservative. You probably need like 32. But let's just say 30. You got to go shoot 62 if you're in that 20 under group to get into a playoff. So it probably will take a 60 or 59 from someone who's in tied fifth to win tomorrow. That would be my guess.
Justin Thomas kind of had that look about him.
Yeah, he did.
Easy to say on a 61 where everything's going right. But
yeah,
I don't know. Is JT a closer?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think he is.
I do. I do think he is. But I think Sam Burns is too.
I kind of do too. This is going to be fun.
And Sam Burns didn't just shoot 61.
Yeah.
He did the day before. So I'm partial to Sam Burns in this.
My heart says Justin Thomas. I think Sam Burns. I think if you were sitting here on Saturday night and you said, I've got to put a bet in, I gotta have rooting interest in this final three ball. I think Sam Burns is the right answer.
I think so too.
But man, I would kind of love to see JT start the year with a win. I think that would be like, let's get the full on revenge tour.
Yeah, and it would be big as well, because it'd get him into all the designated events where he belongs.
Yeah.
He's got to earn his way in. There's no better way to do it.
Yeah, wouldn't have to waste a sponsor's invite on him moving forward.
Right, which I don't want. I mean, you know you're going to hear so much rip-roar about the sponsor exemption if JT gets one. So, I would love to see JT win too, but this is tough. We said it Monday. This is so hard to handicap, and it doesn't get easier even on Sunday. I know I'm going to turn on the TV tomorrow and I'm going to be surprised.
I think it's going to be awesome. That they're all playing together, which I love, right? And it's just like, you three go decide this. Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're going to get, before they really get going, you're going to have guys making charges and getting in the mix, and the leaderboard will look different. So it's going to be cool to watch.
That first tee shot by Nick Dunlap is like, what if he just like toes one or just like hits one little too close to the hosel? I'm like, oh man, like I want to see if this kid's got nerves.
I know he's 20 years. He just turned 20 and he's practically a teenager, but he's fit. He's big. He got that putting stroke is so good. I don't know. I'm very curious to see. I'm not going to say he can't do it. I am not ruling Nick Dunlap out. I just think Sam Burns is the guy.
18 holes to go in the California desert to decide the American Express. However it ends up shaking out, we'll be here on Sunday night to chat about it. Big thanks to producer Josh, who does all the hard work behind the scenes, and Greg Ducharme, who is available at The Real GFD. You can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
Docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.